welcome to the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're discussing our performers of the week, as well as our honorable and dishonorable mentions. Joining me today, we have Jamie. Welcome.
Hey.
And Jillian. Welcome.
Buenos dias.
Well, let's kick this sucker off. Jillian, who is your performer of the week?
Kimberly, I have two. Kimberly McCullough from General Hospital. Baby girl was fierce when she confronted her man for cheating on her and letting Lisa know how it goes when it comes to her baby girl. Her character, Robin, oh, Kimberly had me there. I was just waiting for Robin to pull out her Smith & Wesson that she got from Jason to scare Lisa, because she was just Billy Badass when she confronted Lisa and when she told Patrick, "You shut your pie hole, I'm tired of you pouting." Oh, she was fierce. This is the Robin that we love. We would love to see more of her, especially when her road dog, Brenda, returns. And I have Allison Sweeney. Allison Sweeney said, "I'm still in this game." She came when her character found out that EJ was behind Sydney's kidnapping. She was fierce, and I cannot wait until next week because you know, from what I've seen, Sweeney is going to bring it. She is really gunning for that next Emmy nom. So those two ladies were phenomenal. There you have it.
Jamie?
When we get to the honorable mention, I'm going to talk about a lot of the lead actresses Jillian has mentioned too. But I have to give my performance of the week to a supporting actress, Carolyn Hennessy. When Diane showed up after Sonny had basically, and she found Sonny basically admitting everything about shooting Johnny to Dante, she eviscerated him in a way that I was just taken back by it, because, you know, Diane is usually the comic character, but Carolyn Hennessy said, "I came to play work this week." You know, I mean, she showed that she can do drama just as good as the next person, and it was phenomenal. I mean, she ripped, and I really hope that she earmarked that for her Emmy, her Outstanding Supporting Actress Emmy nom, because that was some good stuff. I mean, that was hot. Yeah, she killed me. She killed me with that. And it was just such a, you know, it wasn't scripted to be some sort of moment, you know, like with the other actresses, we know that they'll bring it in something big like that. But Carolyn took that, what could have been a little lawyer scene, and eviscerated. I was so proud of her.
For my performer of the week, I have a tie as well, one of which is someone who Jillian mentioned, Kimberly McCullough. Amazing stuff this last week. Kimberly McCullough is such a talented actress, and day in, day out, she comes in and she doesn't necessarily always get those gangbuster scenes, but she's always steady in her acting. And then when she gets these opportunities, she hits them out of the park. Absolutely great stuff from her. My other one is from One Life to Live, Robin Strasser, for a multitude of scenes. After she read the letter and then had the breakdown, fantastic stuff. In those quiet moments opposite of Erica Slezak, wonderful. Both of them were fantastic, and I can't wait to see how this develops in the coming weeks. Jillian, honorable mentions.
Why are you doing it like that? Ooh. Wait, I shouldn't have said it like that, but whatever. My honorable mention is Jason Thompson from General Hospital. His portrayal was cool. I mean, he portrayed Patrick as being conflicted of, I should tell Robin the truth about Lisa, but I'm scared that I'm going to lose my marriage. And he just decided to bite the bullet. And he just looked so terrified of Robin's reaction. And he was just amazing. He was amazing. You know, we always get to see bitchy Patrick or horn dog Patrick. You know, I like this version, this whole vulnerable. It shows that even though he's a bad boy, he's still got that vulnerability. And when he went up head up against Kimberly, they were just phenomenal. So I just hope they keep playing it like how they're doing it. So,
Jamie?
Well, you guys have already mentioned all of my honorables, so I won't even elaborate that much. But Kimberly and Jason, Robin and Allison, it was a week for people knocking it out of the park. They all did good stuff, so I got them all.
I want to give a shout out as an honorable mention to Tracy Bregman for her scenes as Lauren opposite of Tracy Abbott. Great stuff there. I was loving everything about Lauren this last week when she was coming in and sticking it to Jill, but the scenes with Tracy were great. Also, honorable mention, Allison Sweeney, fantastic. Where has Sammy been, the bad Sammy been? And we got a glimpse of that, and as Jillian said, I can't wait to see more of it. I cannot wait. It is going to be delicious. Also, there was a mention. I'm giving an honorable mention to a line because when little Abby Carlton came in and called Stephen Nichols Friar Tuck, I about died. Absolutely loved it. Dishonorable mentions, Jillian.
I have two. Clementine Ford, we still see you. You're still boring me. Like, woo. Like, how long have you been on this show? Like, what's the deal? You've been working against powerhouses. Like, what is with you? I mean. Jeez, and Luke and I discussed it. I know Jamie gonna be like, but yes, Amelia Hindley, look at here. I'm not feeling it. You know, I've discussed this with Jamie. Jamie said that, you know, when she works with Billy, she's good, and Billy helps her bring her A game. An actor shouldn't help you bring your A game. If you're a good actor, you should be able to
bring
your own.
That is the most redonkulous statement you've ever made. Ask any actor, and they will tell you you're only as good as your scene partner.
Then what has been her excuse for all these years opposite of Eric Braeden and Melody Thomas Scott?
Exactly. So, no. I mean, what? Eric ain't helping her bring it? Because you know Eric helps everybody bring it. So, I don't understand where, you know... Why?
I think they've gotten better, but go ahead.
Watch your business. But no, I mean, if you're a really good actor, you shouldn't have to rely on someone else. I mean, you should be able to bring it. And when you're with another actor, they should just make you tweak it a little bit more so you can be on fire. But I don't see it with him at all. I do not see it with him at all. I look at her opposite Eric Braeden, she doesn't bring it with him. She does it when she was opposite Peter Bergman one time. She doesn't bring it with him. She does not bring her A game at all. I'm sorry. I don't know what is happening.
She needs to star in her own one-woman play of Dazed and Confused.
What?
Jamie?
I totally disagree. Yes, it is no secret. I think I was one of the first to clown her when she was bad. I believe that she has gotten increasingly better opposite Billy Miller. I also think that she has done good work opposite Eric Braeden of late. When she told Victor that she chose Billy over him, she is something within her, within this storyline, is inspiring this actress, and I see improvement, and I love the Billy and Victoria pairing. That is the most romantic storyline they have on Y&R. And
there
I give
no
credit
on Y&R, so
I give credit. It's romantic to me. I think it's very romantic.
They've been having a whole lot of people sleeping with each other, but not a whole lot of romance.
Oh no, Billy and Victoria have been romantic.
People are in love with the idea of Romeo and Juliet. It's not.
It's,
no, it has nothing to do with
their
the characters.
Scenes. You can't tell me what I what.
No,
I'm
not saying
with.
You. I'm just saying people in general.
Scenes. It is their scenes. They have amazing chemistry. Amelia Hindley and Billy Miller have amazing chemistry, and they are doing good work together. And it is spilling out into the rest of her storyline. Now, I wish it could spill off into the hair and makeup room, but you know, they don't know what to do with her head, and I hate that. But I do believe that Billy and Victoria work well together. My dishonorable mention is Christopher Galtman. It fits because he used to be an actor, but for the just terrible stuff he's doing as the World Turns, you know, or has done because it stopped production, but he ought to be ashamed. I thought he was terrible at the end of My Another World.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
But what he has done to the end of As the World Turns ought to be criminal. It just ought to be criminal.
He shouldn't be able to produce a dog commercial, how bad he is. I'm going to put it out there.
You know, it's a training video about how to use a condom. He shouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, he probably messed that up.
He's awful. He's really awful. I tuned into this show thinking, oh, we're going to get a bunch of good character moments, and all I saw was Jack and Carly and Janet and all this bullshit with Frankie Brady, and I'm appalled that this is what he's choosing, what he chose to
with
wrap
under
up
a
this
month
show.
Left.
And he had 9 months' notice. You know, I'm not a fan of Ellen Wheeler, but she had a minute to wrap this show up. And even with him, he didn't have much time to wrap up Another World properly. But he had 9 months to wrap him in. And Jean passed the salami.
Yes.
Let me not leave her out, because this is how they chose to wrap up this show. Now they want to go to the Paley Center and talk. Be quiet. Don't nobody care. How about you do a seminar, how to kill a soap in 10 points or less?
You know, and then he arrogantly said in that interview with Michael Logan, it was with Logan, he was like, we're not bringing a bunch of old people back or this and that. We're not doing that. It was a dig to Guiding Light. And I'm like, dude, at least Guiding Light brought people back, most of people back who you wanted to see. You just did it at the last minute because you knew fans were calling you to the carpet, you fool. It was just ridiculous. He should not
terrible.
Be allowed to. He
and
should
Barbara
not...
Bloom, too. She allowed this. She allowed this because, you
she
know,
doesn't care.
I hear she loves to micromanage. Oh, yeah, she does. She likes to read the script.
No, what
and
I'm
tell
saying
them
is she doesn't care.
Do.
She canceled the show. Why should she care
I
what
know,
happens
but
now?
She should still, you know, there should be duty and honor. You know, she could have said, look, no, you need to do better to these fans.
Two shows have died under her watch. She needs to be held accountable. At that board meeting, Les Moonves needs to say, why should we keep you employed? Because two shows have died under her watch. Two.
But that's not the perspective they're looking at. They're looking at it as, we've gotten to, you're doing a great job. You've gotten rid of two underperforming shows. We can replace this with something cheaper that will make
no,
us.
No, that shouldn't be
no,
because
that,
she is a soap opera executive.
No, but
she's,
what
not,
I'm saying,
she's not a talk show executive.
No, but she's in charge
she's
of daytime.
Show executive.
I
know,
and so if
but
she's improving their numbers, that's all they care about.
She's not improving their numbers.
Their numbers.
The decisions were made above her head, Luke. She was brought in because she had soap opera experience to run daytime. She didn't. She ain't never worked for the Gong Show. Let's Make a Deal. I Love Goongoons. I don't know. You know. Jeopardy. That heifer wrote for Port Charles. That's where she got her start.
Well, that should
so
say something right there.
They don't need her to revamp game shows and talk shows. She needs to prove her mettle. All she knows is daytime. What she know about Let's Make a Deal? They need to make a deal to get rid of her.
My dishonorable mention goes to James Scott, because while I enjoyed Allison Sweeney's performances, I thought that James Scott's came off as terribly cartoonish and detracted.
Good voice, Jamie.
He liked it.
And detracted.
I like James, but he does like to go to the.
He detracted from what
alluded to
James Scott. I have liked James Scott Jamie. Since his time on All My Children, but
dare you?
But there,
my babies.
It's too much, and this last week was too much.
Samantha, it's not no Sammy.
Samantha.
Encourage you to comment on this episode.
Like, he acts like an old black woman at a funeral.
Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord, Jesus!
Like, oh, my God. Calm down, James. Calm down.
We would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Add us as a friend on Facebook. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.